Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Woo! Fingers, guys! Spirit fingers! Oh, I'm so excited! The spirit is with us today! It's super, super excited! So, season 6, episode 17, over everything, and like I said, we go through and over everything in this episode. We have a little bit of a Bossy versus Asas. We got Andre's break. We got Gisele Patel. I don't know. It rhymes, but I don't know how I feel about it just yet. But so much great things are coming up. We're going to also get into a little bit of our special segment, Oh No You Didn't, followed by a little predictions, okay? And you guys have been our third and fourth hosts all season, and we love you guys. You've been chiming in the chat room, so go ahead and Twitter fingers up like Drake say. Let us know what you're thinking. Me and Brian love to hear from you guys. But I'm, like I said, I'm not alone. I'm here with this amazing talented artist right here, Fries Before Guys. He says DM him right now if you want to know what type of guys he like. And also he will let you smell his finger for $5. Brian Santos, everyone.
I'm so happy to be here with you. I'm actually so sad that this is ending next week. I love being here with you. I love being here with all of you. Like you said, I'm in the chat with you. So just type it up. I'd love to hear from you. And I'm so excited to talk about this episode because it was so much happening.
So much. And we're going to jump into it. We're going to talk about Bossy versus Asas. Now, I think Asas is similar to what? The Grammys? What are they trying to mirror that bad boy to? And you know, that's the who's who moment. So this is all these weeks you've been in the studio singing, all these weeks you've been, you know, do whatever you got to do to get that nomination. And here, this is the big Asas moment. And now Bossy actually think they can actually be on the same level as an Asa. I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, it was crazy. And I think, you know, they were just talking about the fact that they were snubbed, you know, no one when Bossy was nominated for an Asa. So they were like, you know what, I'm going to go and I'm going to do Bossy Fest. Remember, because Cookie just pulled me through that Bossy Fest out of nowhere. So it was definitely them trying to just, you know, clap back at the Asas saying, you snubbed us, so we're going to go and do this. Obviously, the Asas were trying to take them down the whole time because there's this whole concept of, like, the Asas is very whitewashed and they don't really highlight Black artists or female artists, you know. So I did love how Bossy was like, we aren't going to take this sitting down. So it was definitely interesting to see.
Yeah, but to be a new record label and to just overshadow an established award show.
The Grammys, basically.
that's the balls. You know, I'm going to start this new record label. I'm going to sign you, Brian. I don't know if you can rhyme or hum. And I'm going to sign a couple of my kinfolk or whatever. And we're going to all of a sudden do an award show giveaway bigger than the Grammys. Like, first of all, I thought that was, I mean, only in TV, I think that could possibly happen. But we see Lucius, and Lucius is like, I don't know. They come to Lucius. And basically they're saying, like, Lucius, you know, we'll give Yana the prime time spots if you will just only come to the dark side, Lucius. Mm-hmm. Now, at this point, we've seen Lucius betray Cookie a million times. He betrayed everybody, his mama, his dogs, his cats. At this point, do you think Lucius is going to just betray her once again?
Oh, yeah. I honestly, that was one of the most unpredictable things I saw in the end. Yeah. He didn't betray her because I was like, oh, God. I mean, I also wanted him to kind of do it because I did want Yana to succeed. But at that same token, I was like, oh, is he totally going to throw Cookie under the bus again, as usual? Thankfully, he didn't. I love that he didn't. And it definitely set us up for this finale episode, which I don't even know what's going to happen.
Whew. I don't know. And then, you know, they did the switcheroo at the end. And basically, Lucia's like, you know, I'm going to go with Bossy. Lucius, I don't know about you, but I feel like he's changing a lot. You know, even when it was came to the point, remember when it was the episode where Yana, different people were lining up to sign Yana, right? And they were like, everyone wants to sign Yana without him. And he was actually about to do the deal where he's going to put himself second again. What do you think is going on? Do you think it's Dwight or something ain't right?
Lucius
is gone.
It is, yeah, seriously, like he's just changing. But it's so weird the way they're doing it, because, you know, like you mentioned, that was a perfect example that we were trying to get this like little sneak peek of him changing, but then he did things over the next couple episodes where he went back to his old self. So I was like wanting him to change and wanting him to be better for everybody involved, you know, especially for Cookie, because I'm still holding on that next week they're gonna get back together, because I'm like, oh God, I just can't deal. But yeah, mm-hmm. I definitely think he's changing. And I think that this whole thing with Yana and him giving her that song, like, it just shows that he can change. But I think there's just something about Cookie. Like, he would always hold a candle for Cookie. Like, she got that bomb Cookie that he can't get rid of. That he ain't gonna let
go.
So, yeah.
Melting your head and in your mouth, huh? I don't know what Cookie got, but them chips is powerful, is what I heard. it was crazy too. You mentioned Yana. So he makes this song for Cookie, but you know, he needs to deliver this hit for Yana. So he gives Yana the song or whatever, and Yana sings it in front of Cookie. When that happens, what are you thinking? I'm thinking like, uh-oh, it's about to hit the fan at this point, you know?
It was, but I do agree. I do agree that I thought it was going to hit the fan, but I liked how it happened. I liked how Cookie was just like, girl. Like, you know, like, this ain't it. This ain't it, girl. That was about me. Like, but it definitely was a peek into what we're going to see, hopefully, in the next episode with, you know, Cookie and Lucius hopefully reuniting, or, you know, her just knowing that he wrote this song about her and he still feels so strongly about her. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, I knew it, Yana. I told you not to fall for his tricks. I told you not to fall for his tricks, and you did it anyways, girl. You played yourself.
Yana need to find love. She keeps trying to, like Rihanna, trying to find love in a hopeless place. You can't fix them, sis. There's songs, a million songs for men telling men how they can't fix a woman, but they need to make some songs for women to realize you can't fix that dude. That was the songs for the women. Don't save her. She don't want to be saved. You can't turn a hoe into a housewife. I don't know. They have a million tracks. And I blame the media, because you should know these things. She is really trying to turn Lucius Lion into a baby cub. His name is Lion for a reason. His name is Lion because he's vicious. He's an animal. And she's trying to turn him into a domesticated cat. And he's barking up the wrong tree. Especially, speaking of pussies. So when it comes to Cookie, no. The cat. I said the cat. Okay. Speaking of the little cats. No, but yeah, it's just, I agree with you. There is a love between Cookie and Lucius that no one can break apart. Like, and we saw a little bit of a teaser. We're gonna leave that for predictions. So I think at this point, when she's, you know, realizing with Cookie has such a grown woman swag, she's like, all right, little girl, you tried it. You know, she doesn't even feel intimidated by it. That's confidence.
Yeah.
When another woman is like, oh my God, I want him, and she's like, yeah, I know, but you can't, you know, it's just never gonna happen for you. Do you think she would have reacted a little bit bigger?
No, and like, you know, we're just talking about it, that she is just such a boss. Like, she...
No, I mean, Yana, especially, do you think Yana?
Oh, probably. I think she definitely is just so, like, in this mood with Lucius that she doesn't know what to do. Like, she's trying to fall in love with him. Like, she's, like, in love with him, but then she's like, God, I fell for her. Like, I think she realized that she played herself, and now she's kind of like, But I hope that what it does for her is, like, skyrockets her career. Like, I hope the fact that this thing falls apart with Lucius and she just takes it and runs with it and becomes successful in her career, because that's what happens when, you know, a trash man comes into your life and you say, boy, bye. You say, thank you, next. And you're just like, all right, girl, I'm on my come up. This is my time to shine. Uh-huh. And Lucius, goodbye. So
I think you're talking from experience? what's her? What's the name? What's the name? What's throw the name out?
My ex just texted.
Listen, don't watch, if your ex is watching the show, don't watch the after show. You're going to get your feelings hurt, you know. If she's anything like a Mary J. Blige, she's going to take all this hate and this everything, and she's going to make a bomb track. You know what I mean? She's going to make some good music. It's going to be...
I still cried to Be Without You to this day. Literally, I'm I'm winning. Oh,
So what we're saying is, we pray for a lot more broken hearts so we can keep good music. Adele, can you imagine an Adele track that's happy? Would that even make sense to you?
I was talking about this with somebody. I was like, I'm just waiting for Adele's new album, because she just went through a divorce. And like you said, that's when new music, good music comes out. Because I'm like, yes, girl, I'm there with you.
Yes. Listen, I don't want Adele to ever find love. I know that sounds horrible, but I pray for her. For her breakups. And that's the same thing that's going to happen with Yana. She has such that soulful voice. She can't have a soulful voice like that and be happy. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you know, so
God
true.
Gave
I
you
agree.
A voice of pain. So anyways, in Bossy Media, a lot of stuff is going on as far as confliction. Now, Giselle is out the picture. So Black Girl Magic that was between Giselle and Becky is now whatever. Now it's Becky and Cookie. Now, we saw the beginning of the series, whatever, where Becky was pretty much pushing for Cookie to be there. But now that Cookie's, it's just her and Cookie, she's realizing like it's like a little bit too much for her. So what do you think about that dynamic between Becky, Giselle, and then Becky and Cookie?
You know, I think it's definitely, you know, like I mentioned before, I knew it was going to hit the fan. I knew that it was going to come a point where Cookie was going to be, you know, a boss bitch, but a little bit too much. Like she literally,
much of a boss bitch.
A little bit too much because she, you know, it rubbed people the wrong way, especially Becky. Like, and for anybody else, Cookie can totally be that way. But it's different, like I said, with Becky and Giselle, because Becky did make this company, like she mentioned so many times. She said, I'm the founder. You know, you came in and you saved us, and I appreciate it 100%. But you're basically discrediting all I did for this company and how much I busted my ass to put this together and to keep it afloat. So the fact that Becky just feels so, like, I guess, disregarded by Cookie, that's what kind of where it hit the fan. But real quick, while I'm here, I'm going to shout out the chat real quick because I love them all.
Come on, chatter!
Yes! Jane Louie 27, thanks for being back with us again. It's amazing. We're so happy to have you back. Who else is here with us? Melissa, we love you. And Julie Miller. Just keep talking, you guys. We love it. They're saying so much. They're excited. They're mentioning a possible spinoff of Empire with Cookie. So I haven't heard about that, but that's definitely something I'm going to look into because I will be here to watch Cookie be a boss bitch every week, every single week. So I love that.
I only want a spinoff if she ends up with a therapist. No.
Yes, we got bi, we got lesbian, we got everything for everybody.
Yeah, we need a whole rainbow coalition. We need the L, the G, the B, and the T. No.
Yeah.
And the Q, L, M, N, O, P. I don't know. It's a lot of letters, a lot of letters. I agree with you. Like, I feel as though the dynamic between Becky and Giselle is magic. And I think when it comes to Becky, well, Cookie and anybody, really, I feel like Cookie, she's always been a boss. But also when it comes to Becky, if you remember, she was Becky's boss forever. Becky was like small under her.
For sure.
So the fact to be equal is like, what?
Definitely.
Like, what? But she has to realize this is Becky's thing from the ground up. And what do you think about what she was saying? How, like, you know, we basically built it for women running women and pushing women, 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 women. Do you think Cookie is all about the money to the point where she will all of a sudden don't care about it being all women?
I think so. And Becky brought up such a huge point with that Cookie is making her ego get in the way. Like, you know, I mentioned that I kind of did want Lucius to take that plunge with the Aces just because it's going to skyrocket Yana's career. But at that same token, you know, it's just this thing with the entertainment industry. It's like, you want to be a good person, but there's people really out there like that, like the Asa CEO, who just are out for themselves, you know, and it'll help advance your career. But if you want to be a good person, there's some times where you have to take a step back, you know? So I think that's what Becky's struggle with was, is that she's like, I'm not about that. I'm all about building women up the right way. Yeah. So that's what Cookie struggled with. She was like, she was so intent on taking down the Asas that she kind of let the careers of all her artists fall back.
Yeah, and Becky being Becky come out the restroom just looking like she been powdered donuts. You know what I mean? She's like a cop on the beat. You know, just eating nothing but powdered donuts and coffee. I was looking at Becky. I was like, Becky, get yourself together, Becky.
Like,
it was just,
like it was the all... white chicks when she's like, give me girl, pat girl. It's like, boom.
So I think, I don't know. And you know what? It's interesting. We only seen this maybe for about 5 episodes or so. That we see that Becky has a drug problem. She's been there all the seasons. Mm-hmm. Why do you think now they're adding her with some type of drug problem? You think they just try to enhance the storyline?
It's weird because I think they are, but it doesn't really make sense because up to this point, it hasn't come to a head. It hasn't fallen apart. That's what I thought they were building to. I thought they were building to this fact that she's working constantly, she's doing the drugs, and it's going to affect all that she's building, but it hasn't. She's kind of still like, she's kind of sending the message out there like, hey, druggies can make it too.
Yeah. She's so getting more stuff done.
This is the wrong message, everybody.
Everybody at home tomorrow, ooh, I need to have that Becky strength, you know? They're not doing well with that. But
yeah, seriously, I think that's what it was. They were trying to enhance the and put something extra to Becky's character, but it's not really doing anything. Mm-mm. So it's
if anything,
weird.
We see that hustle. We see her getting it more. So I'm like, hey, who's a dealer? No.
We saw him.
That is true. I do not promote drug abuse. No. Not at all. But I don't know. I love Boston Media. I hope they hang in there. I would love to say, we could see more next season, but this is it. So I'm scared of the fact that they took the 4 episodes and now putting it to 2 because it's moving so fast. I feel like I have so many more questions, you know?
Yeah.
So many more things to answer. And they're about to just be done next episode, which is crazy. Yeah.
I was telling Ryan, our producer, when he asked how the show was, I was like, this was not an episode before a series finale. This was
absolutely like, not.
Yeah, this did nothing to set up the finale. Yeah. Like, I thought this was like an episode dropped into the middle of like a 20 episode season. Yeah. Like, it was so random off the wall. Yeah. Like, it did some development, but not enough to set up a final for the rest of the world, you know? So it,
or
was,
at least conclusion.
It was interesting. Yeah. It didn't bring any kind of finality to anybody. Or what these kind of episodes usually do is bring up more opportunities for stuff. Mm-hmm. But I feel like what it did was it kind of made some things hit the wall, and then other things were kind of like, where do we go from here, you know? So yeah. It was kind of strange.
It's like all of a sudden introducing Lucius was a woman in his past life or something, and then we're gonna just end the series. Like, you don't just drop these type of nuggets. We have never seen the guy who's the CEO of the Aces, never seen him, and now he's so prominent. It's just,
yeah,
I'm scared a little bit, Empire. But speaking of crazy, we're gonna get into Andre now. Mm-hmm. Whoo, Andre has rocked the boat enough to the point where it's about to sink. Andre, listen, we are tired, Andre, of watching you be different people, seeing ghosts, falling in love with ghosts, trying to kill your dad. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just so much has happened that you're definitely one character I'm ready to see at peace. What do you want for Andre? Let's just get into it, because there's only one more episode left. What do you want for Andre? For him to be happy?
I didn't think about that until you just mentioned it. Like, he really has been through it.
Like, all his life. Lost
a lot, two wives, basically almost losing two wives, you know, a baby. Like, he really has been through it, which I guess really does show his character of why he is the way he is at this point, because he really has dealt with a lot of trauma in his life.
Yeah.
Adding in the fact that he already had bipolar disorder. So, like, it was just such a crazy ride for him this series. But I 100% agree with you. That's all I want for him. I just want him to have some kind of finality and some kind of peace, you know?
Anything.
I mean, like I said, I hope Cherry comes back and fixes him or helps him. But obviously she did it in this episode, but I think that's what's going to happen in the finale, that she's going to realize, like, you know, maybe he has changed and I do want to have a life with him and I do want to raise our son together. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah. So we see Andre, he's trying to get back at work, because we know now that we have Kelly Patel coming back this episode. Mm-hmm. Where have you been? We don't even ask questions no more. Because like we said last episode, like, they just bring back the mailman from season 5. They bring back the lunch lady from episode 3. And you know what I mean? Like, we just seeing all these characters come back and get one more check. I guess Lee Daniels is giving everybody one more check. So sure enough, out of nowhere, Kelly's back. Well, okay. And so say that Kelly signed the thing with Andre, the contract with Andre, that if you give us, we give you money, you give us money, we'll give you shares. So you remember Empire was to go under.
Yeah.
And for in turn, Andre said, if something happens to me, you can have my shares. I think that's the dumbest deal. And even Lucius is like, son, you gave away your birthright, son. I can't talk about you. What do you think about that? That's crazy to me.
It was just so, like you said, kind of random off the wall, like just a way to introduce another layer to Andre's character of like just how his life is so effed up. Cause like, seriously, like he was already going through it and they're like, how about we just eff him up even more? But I think there was definitely a true thing that could happen, you know, in contracts, like these kind of like fail safes, maybe because they were taking into account Andre's previous condition, but it was just really weird to see that. But I guess it was definitely, like you said, the way to bring back Kelly in an interesting way and reveal his now relationship with Giselle, because she's getting the Kingsley D, she's getting Lucia, she's getting Kelly Patel. Girl, all right,
listen,
I'm here for a girl.
She has more wieners than Oscar Mayer. Okay, listen, sis is battling a lot of hot dogs. She has more hot dogs than a carnival. Come on, carnival, you got one in you, Brian. She got more than what?
Yes.
You got one in you, Brian. She got more than what? She got more. She got more what than what?
She got, God, I can't think of one like this one. She got more D's than the alphabet.
She got more pigs than a blanket, okay? She got more meat than a butcher. Okay, I'm
girl,
done.
How
I'm
you
done.
Thinking I'm of done. These? I'm here for you. Somebody bring in Therese, the writer of Empire.
I would have did a little, well, I'm going to say I did better than this, but yeah, so we with Giselle. Now, we see that Giselle, first of all, Bossy, like we said, is not much without Giselle. And then we find out that Giselle is with Patel.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Now, we have seen in the past that Giselle has always been with a strong man. The only time she's never been with a strong man is when she was doing her own thing with Bossy. So without Bossy, she's back to being under a man. Mm-hmm. Right? To get over, you got to go under. Yes. What do you think about that? Pretty much.
I do agree that she was trying to step out from that shadow of being in a man, shadow, you know, and kind of do her own thing. And when it fell apart, she kind of went the other way, which I didn't like, because I loved her feminist energy and I loved how strong she was as a woman with Bossy. But I completely understood, because if everything was taken from you and you have to kind of go that route to kind of get it back,
so you
I agree with it.
You agree with it.
If he's a tech giant in Silicon Valley, girl, I'm laying down on the bed too.
Oh, I guess whatever, man. I guess you just like do it till you're satisfied, huh?
I'm getting the coin and the keys to the company. You know what? Whatever. I don't care what you look like or who your father is.
I'm not saying you a gold digger, but you ain't. You can finish it. That's hard. You know, it was a little bit of a twist. Were you even shocked by it?
No, honestly, I wasn't. It wasn't predictable, but I wasn't shocked because, I kind of felt like it was like perfect, like for them to introduce both Kelly and her. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it made sense. So.
It definitely makes sense. And to see them in bed and she all Google Gaga. First of all, Giselle, what's your type? I guess she says she don't have a type. A bad dude is all the thing that she like. Because remember she was with Forrest Whitaker and his eye had a wandering eye. He couldn't focus at the camera. You know what I mean? He would talk and the eye go, ooh. So Lise Patel, I don't know. Who, I'm going to have to ask you, Brian, because you know you're the sexy meter of the show. Who would you take? Patel or...
I'm doing Kingsley, because remember they had that one little fling, her and Kingsley. Oh, so I'm taking Kingsley. Oh. So sorry to Kelly Patel, because like you said, Kingsley has that crazy D. So I'm
Kingsley is so short though. But yeah, you're right.
True. But honestly, though, when he was giving it to her, I was like, okay then, okay.
We'll talk off air what you really was doing when you was watching that scene. Yeah, but I mean. Out of Patel and Forrest Whitaker, I would probably say Patel, if I had to choose.
I'm shocked.
If I had to choose, I would choose Patel. What is he? Is he a Middle Eastern guy? I think so.
Kind of looks like that, Some kind of like, Middle Eastern descent. Yeah, he is. I do think so. And like I said, I mean, I don't care what they look like, they got money.
And I don't even understand when did this, that's what I'm saying about the season. When did this relationship develop? Was she already planning this when she was already at the door? Because we just found out she just lost Bossy recently when they just found out last episode that she was working with Damon. You know what
For
I mean?
Sure.
So when did
the
she
whole
even...
computer thing was so confusing. Yeah, they were like, I knew this was on her computer. I knew she wanted to keep her computer. I was like, so this relationship was not stemmed from her leaving Bossy. It was already happening. So I 100% agree that was very confusing.
And he was like, baby, for our anniversary, I want to give you Empire. Anniversary? That means it's been like a year or 2 years.
Yeah.
When did this happen?
Because I do remember vaguely after her stint with Kingsley, or either before, she did kind of dabble with Kelly Patel a little bit.
She did?
But they didn't develop it into anything. But like I said, I totally forgot about it when they reintroduced it now. So I think it's just definitely kind of, like you said, the only way they're doing it is just kind of bringing everybody back for something. Yeah. And this was his thing for Giselle. So,
I mean, I don't know what's all going to happen. And then also, just to touch back a little bit on Andre or whatever, you know, Andre is, he's still kind of sick. When you see him, did we talk about taking the pills? I want to make sure I talk about that part. When we saw him taking the pills and...
Not yet.
And Andre, So we see Andre about to take the pills and Lucius walks in and Lucius basically knows how important it is for Andre to be there, but he's kind of almost, what do you think? Do you think Lucius cares more about Empire or Andre's help at this point?
I guess it was, like we said, you know, the showing that he's changing, because that's what a big thing with Andre said was, you know, like, mom, he even like told me not to go to the meeting. Like he really is changing, you know, and he does care for my health. And I feel bad to say it, but I think what really happened to Lucius is that he really needed to get this like wake up call. Like if this didn't happen to Andre like this, he probably wouldn't be like this. You know, he would still be very ruthless and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So I feel like this wake up call with divorcing Cookie and then now what happened with Andre, like he's realizing he's like, you know, my family is kind of falling apart. So I think I kind of need to get it together. So I don't know. But I definitely think that Lucius is changing.
There's a theme though. Like once the man loses the woman he really loves or something, he goes crazy. Like when Lucius loses Cookie, he's starting to get softer. He's starting to do all these crazy things. Lucius, and then when Andre loses Terry, he's like, I'm going to Uruguay to follow the Lord. So it's like, Yeah, it's, I don't know. The message is, it's to every strong man, there's a good woman. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So don't mess us over, fellas, because we will.
Or there's another good woman. And Tiana's case.
Touche. And Giselle, there's always a good man who make money. So ladies, if you lose your man, there's always a man. Speaking of love and all that good stuff that's going on, Maya and Hakeem, do you like it or love it?
I love it because, like I said, she is doing what she needs to get her coin. And I guess it's true. I am a gold digger. But, but seriously, like, she is just like, I am going to milk this for everything he has. I'm going to get my fame. I'm going to get my record label. I'm going to make sure everybody knows who I am. She's acting a little bit like, you know, I'm cringing a little when she says she's Mrs. Lion. But just
married.
The approach, I'm like, girl, get it together. But the intention behind it, I'm here for it.
She's walking around with a shirt that says just married. And she, to be honest, if we had more time, Brian, I think we would have saw a backstory of how they got married in Vegas or something.
Yeah.
Did she drug him? You know, what happened? How did she marry Hakeem? Like, and the audacity for your girl, you already know who I'm talking about. I don't like her too much. Your girl Tiana goes in there. This is why I don't like her. The audacity. So she's not upset that Hakeem, so say, married Maya. She's mad that Hakeem married someone else that's below her. You see what I'm saying? Like, if he married Beyonce, that's fine. But the fact that he married somebody that she feels as though below her and him being her ex-husband, she's like, oh no, he has to end this.
Yeah.
And that's still your girl.
She's talking about a downgrade, you know? She thinks that she's up there, so I'm here for it. How about when Maya was like, okay, we got to talk about, you know, I have to be civil for the kids because now I'm involved. I was like, girl, you're out of your mind.
She don't know that family kill people. She must not know that at any moment she could die. But at the end, we see it turn around. It worked out. You know, it put Hakeem in the headlines. Did you see that coming?
Yeah, for sure. No, I didn't. And I knew that she kind of invited the press in, but I thought it wasn't going to work out for her. I thought that was going to be the reason that they got the annulment. He was going to be like, oh, I don't need her. But I guess it sets up. Now we're going to get, I thought I was going to get Hakeem and Tiana back together, but apparently we're getting Hakeem and Maya. So I don't know.
Do you think he really likes her?
No, and I think they're using each other for the right reason.
I think Maya's gay. That's what I think.
Maybe. Honestly, Tiana, her and that girl, I'm here for it. Let's get it.
If we was the writers on the show, it would just be a smorgasbord of flesh.
Yeah, so that I put them together so that I can have Devon and Hakeem for myself.
There you go.
Yeah,
and Lucius and Lucius, right?
It's a family affair of Mary J. Blige.
Whoo! Yeah, no shame in your game for sure. Oh, but yeah, it's been a crazy episode. Only one more episode left. Man, I feel like there's so many different. Oh, it's just so much to do. You know what I mean? Like, I think Corona was the reason why they went from 4 episodes to 2 episodes, but we're here for it, I guess, for now. Next episode is the series finale. Oof. And now, I don't know about you, Empire fans. Anybody saying something in the chat room? They going in?
Yes. Yeah. Let's talk real quick to them because they're amazing. Julie saying Becky's always like to get high because of, remember, Jamal. So that's so true. Jay Louis has some fun questions. So J. Louis hearing rumors that they could be possibly selling off, like, you know, props and stuff. So that could be an interesting concept from the show. But like you said, I hope there's an Empire spinoff with Cookie because that'll be amazing. And they can use the props for that because I just love Empire so much. Like you said, it's such a great show and, you know, kind of been a whirlwind this last season. But I would love to see it continue more or have a spinoff. So.
Yeah, we're here for it. You know, we'll be the after show of Cookie Empire. I don't know what the name of it's going to be.
Yeah.
Cookie Crumbles.
Taste of Cookie.
Listen, I don't know what you've been doing in quarantine, but obviously you quarantine alone because there's a lot of heat coming off of you right now.
I'm fanning myself.
You hot. Listen, we're going to get you views either way it goes. There's going to be a lot of people right now hitting you up.
Make sure you're following me on Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and TikTok.
You better drop them dives. So we will get into next our special segment, which is the oh no you didn't. Is there a sound effect? No, not the studio. Okay. Oh no you didn't. So for you guys who just tuned in, oh no you didn't moment is basically the mic drop moment where it's like, oh, I cannot believe that just happened. You want to go first, Brian?
Yes, because you already know where I'm going with this. My oh no you didn't is Tiana when she totally just swerved Devon and she was like, girl, who do you actually want to go home with? And I was like, okay, sis. shoot your shot and you made it half court. $2,000 yeah. in your bank account. Like,
ding, ding, ding.
Yes, she did it. I loved it. It was so fun. And I liked it because it was such a nod to like the original Empire. Because mm-hmm. that was one of the first things we discovered about Tiana yes. was that she's, you know, bisexual or fluid. So I loved how.
Yeah.
Exactly. And she owns it. So I loved how in this last episode before the finale, we revisit it, but in such a fun way, like just hinting at it or yeah. winking at it. So it was fun. It was a mic drop moment for me from Tiana and from the writer because I loved it.
Is she hot enough, you know, to be with Tiana in your opinion?
Oh, yes. I loved her.
Yeah, that part got me off guard. So I was like, whoa, I wasn't expecting that because it made me it reminded me like Tiana don't play. When it comes to men, she is very much a boss. And yeah. they play her up to be his boss anyway. So I was like, oh shoot. My oh no you didn't moment would have to be, I just had it in my mind. Oh, when I saw Giselle in bed with Patel. Mm-hmm. And he had all that chair chest, the hair chest, and then and she was just you know. First of all, Giselle, no offense, you look amazing for your age, but she got a lot of miles on that car. You see what I'm saying? She's a little older. You know what I mean? And she pulling on like that millionaire.
She's laying millionaire. Down.
I don't know what she's doing, but I need to find out what she's doing immediately.
Yes. I thought Cookie had the best cookie, but apparently it's Giselle.
Listen, there's different types of cookies.
Yes. Chocolate <Maybe. laughs> Oreos, whatever you like.
Woo! And you can dip it in milk. Come on, dip it in milk. Okay, I'm done. This is where it just goes like this down here.
Real quick, I'm going to shout out some mic drop moments. Some Oh No You Didn't moments.
Gotcha.
So we have one from JLouis27. Mic drop moment was when Hakeem, Maya, and Tiana were having the discussion. Maya told Tiana, I hope you're not uncomfortable. Tiana said, the only thing I'm uncomfortable with is your wig. I was like, yes, girl. I was like, you just come for her weave, not
below
her weave, girl.
Below, that's too much. Jay, you're right. That was the oh, no, you didn't moment. Because I, that got a little interesting for me, too. Yeah, and then predictions. We have a thing for predictions.
Yes, I think it's here. After Buzz predictions.
Okay. It's just too much really to predict. We still got to keep in mind that Lucia's about to get shot. Cookie's about to blow up in a car. Okay, my overall prediction is going to be no one dies.
Mm-hmm.
At least I hope not.
Yeah.
You know, I hope Lucia's or Cookie, either one of them, don't die. And the rest is just going to, I think it's going to be a floating line. I think Andre and Terry are going to get back together. And I think Bossy Meat is going to be fine as long as Giselle is there.
Yes. Yeah. I love all of those. I think it's so true. It's so crazy when you mentioned that about the shooting. Someone in the chat was actually saying that's possible that that might be scratched now because, you know, they weren't able to film the last two episodes.
Yes. But they can't do that.
JLouis. Yeah. So we never know. That could happen because, you know, they were hinting at it the entire season. Like, that was like a big story from that first episode of this season. So I hope they. The only reason I hope they do, because like you said, I hope no one dies, but it's possible that they could just scratch that and change the whole angle anyways because of, you know, what happened with Corona. So we'll see what happens there.
Crazy. Do you think they should just postpone it? And, well, I don't know if they can do that. Like, wait another year to air two episodes? You think that's more smarter?
No, yeah, I don't think so. I mean, a possibility could be like a special, like, you know, like they were also mentioning this in the chat too, like doing like a really big, like grand finale, like send off special when they're finally able to get back into the studio and do it, or, you know, into a production set to do it.
Just make us wait than to just give us anything.
That I 100% agree. Like, I don't want to end like on such a like a lame ending, or, you know, like something that's just kind of like kumbaya, you know, like I do want it to be really big and grand because this was such a great show for the last six seasons. So I hope that it doesn't just kind of fall off. But I guess we'll really have to wait to see so next episode. But do you have any more predictions?
No, go ahead.
Okay, what I'm predicting is I still want Tiana and Hakeem back together, so I'm still calling that I'm loving some Hakeem. Yes, you already know. I think Andre is gonna get his happy ending. I love that you said that. I think that Terry is gonna like see it, and I hope that happens. And then also Cookie and Lucius, I'm calling it too. I feel like they're going to get back together. Mm. And if we really don't see them, either of them dying, then maybe we'll have a twist and we'll see them actually fall back in love. So,
yeah. So if they do have a spinoff, maybe we can get some resolution in that spinoff, possibly. Yes. I don't know. But what we do know is we have one more episode left. That's the sound effect for the stuff is ending. And we have one more episode left. Season 6, episode 18 airs next week. And we can't wait to see you back next week. It's so much going on. You have to be here with us to find out what the hell they're going to do to end this show. It's all over the place. We're going to see everybody come back. They're going to be the Bugs Bunny that showed up in season 3. He's going to come back. I don't know what's going to happen. It's an all-star episode, I'm pretty sure. But where can they find you, Brian?
You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and TikTok at TheBrianSantos. And also check out AfterBuzz's Quarantine with the Stars, where I'm interviewing a different celebrity every day and seeing how they're staying safe in quarantine.
Nice. And I'm Funny Sarai. You can find me on IG. Slide in my DMs if you want. But come on, hit me up on IG, FUNNYSAYRIE. That's FUNNYSAYRIE on Instagram and also Twitter. Shout it out. Let us know what you're thinking. You guys are amazing to be, you know, in the chat and chatting along with us. We love it. And until next week, we got one more show to go, guys. We'd love to see you next week.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.